the next coach of the teleconference is Minnesota's Lindsey Whalen. The Golden Gophers enter this year's tournament as the number 11 seed. They'll play 14th seed at Penn State in a first-round game on Wednesday afternoon on BTN. Coach, hello, and thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with a few quick thoughts, and then we'll open the open for questions from the media.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's the best time of year. It's March, and so it's you know, we're always just, you know, honored and thrilled to take place, you know, or take part in this Big Ten tournament that's going to take place this weekend. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's just a fun, exciting time for everybody. And regular season's wrapped up, and now it's, you know, now you win in advance. And as a player and now as a coach, there's no better time than now. And just going to be excited to go out there Wednesday and work on a couple of things obviously before then, but then get out there and play and enjoy the tournament.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's turn to the media for any questions they might have.
And to ask the coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from Charles Holman of Minnesota Spokesman.
Good morning, Lindsey.
Good morning.
Based on going back on yesterday's loss, unfortunately, how much of that will be a full motivation for your team going into the next game? And if you are not successful in the tournament run, what will you look at the WNIT as the second alternative?
As I told our team yesterday, that you know, that wasn't. That wasn't us. That was not how we're going to finish this season. We have thankfully we have a chance Wednesday to redeem ourselves, and you know, and I'm talking about you know, just the way we play and the effort we give, and I thought we you know, came out, we were a little shell shocked against Maryland, but then just there's some, I think we all can understand that there's some effort and some. Sometimes of lapses in that, which no one, you know, wants to see and wants to have happen in our program. So we have a chance Wednesday to come out and have a better showing. And so that's our focus now. We'll, you know, we'll get back to it in practice and in video and everything and get to Wednesday. And, you know, honestly, Charles, we'll see how, you know, the next few, you know, the rest of this week goes, and then I'll, you know, think more towards, you know, the postseason after that. But right now we're just going to focus on the Big Ten.
Good luck, Lindsey.
Thank you.
Your next question comes to the line of Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Whalen. Describe a kind of a Sarah Scalia's essentially rise. You know, obviously her minutes had to increase, you know, since mid-January just a little bit, it seems, but her role expanding even more. Kind of, where did you see Sarah Scalia kind of conclude and accomplish in her freshman year? And she's certainly going to be probably on the Big Ten All-Rookie team.
Yeah, well, you know, Sarah, she earned her minutes in practice with how she approached things on the defensive end. And, you know, she's someone that we know, you know, could shoot the ball. And she has just a really good knack of the game, you know, coming in as a freshman. So, you know, for me, it's who she earned it in the preseason and in practice on the defensive end. And so, to, you know, there's been games where I haven't take her off the floor because she's had that big of an impact. I think she's, as you said, I think she's earned that honor. We'll see, as far as the, you know, the all, freshman team, but I think she's just grown and learned more than anything in this conference against, once you get in the Big Ten, it's more physical. Players are longer, more athletic. And so I think she's, taking a step as well, and just figuring out how she can still get her shot off, how she can still be effective defensively. So it's been fun to see her grow throughout this Big Ten season.
And same thing for Jasmine Powell. What's the next challenge, the next level for Jasmine Powell to kind of take off here? She has a chance to recharge and perhaps, you know, with and essentially as her name gets out there more, what's the next challenge for her to finish up really strong and into next year?
Yeah, I think just, you know, understanding she's had a great run here in the Big Ten, especially the second half. She's You know, I think she'll end up, if not leading our team in conference scoring right there. So she's someone who obviously has an explosive first step, which allows her to be really effective. For me now, it's adding both Sarah and Powell on the offensive end. It's adding, you know, more of a mid-range game for Powell. It's a little more effective outside shot for Sarah. It's more effective finishing closer to the basket. So there's things that they'll work on, and we'll have you know for them in place to work on this summer. But I think for Powell specifically, I think it's understanding you know, when to go in and challenge the big and when to kick out. And but she's been tremendous all season for us, and just the fact that she's had this last month and a half shows the kind of player she is and the kind of player she can be. And so I'm very excited about the future of those two.
Your next question comes to the line of Vera Jones of Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning.
A fellow coach called your team the best number one seed ever, or excuse me, number 11 seed ever. In your mind, what makes that statement true? What three or four things do you live up to that statement?
Well, I think in our last probably 2 weeks, excluding last night, you know, like I said, I think Maryland was just absolutely tremendous last night, and I think we were a little shell-shocked, you know, at times, to be honest. But if you look at our last 2 weeks, excluding yesterday, we've been leading in the second half against some really good teams, or we've been up in the fourth, you know, at home against Indiana. You know, and I think that's the way that the team has banded together and stuck together and played extremely hard for one another. You know, the X's and O's, like, we, you know, Sarah can shoot it. Jess Powell can get in the lane. Obviously, Ty is one of the best rebounders, you know, to come through program history. So we have some players that are really talented, but the way they've played for each other this last 2 to 3 weeks and the way they've really every night gone out there and laid down the line for one another, that's why, you know, so I, you know, whoever said that, that's why they would say that, is just because if we are able to put that together Wednesday against Penn State, then we could be feeling good, you know. And so I think that's why, you know, they would say that, just because of the way we've played hard for each other and the way that we've, you know, shared the ball and gotten our rotations down defensively. And then we just, you know, we haven't quit. We're still fighting for each other. So I think that's why that would be.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.